Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
So this is a big episode for us. It's our 100th episode. Can you believe that? Thank you to everyone who has made this possible. We appreciate all of you who have listened, and a special thanks goes out to everyone who's left us a 5-star review on iTunes and Google Play. If you don't mind, please take a moment and leave us a review. Those are very, very helpful. Now, back to business. We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the City Cafe in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Today, we're heading to Sin City to talk about what is believed to be the most haunted casino in Las Vegas, the Luxor.
Driving down Las Vegas Boulevard, you can't miss the 350-foot-tall Black Pyramid and 10-story-tall Sphinx rising out of the desert. The casino and resort with an Egyptian-style themed hotel consists of 4,407 rooms, 29 retail shops, 4 swimming pools, and a wedding chapel. When it opened in 1993, the Luxor's 29 million square cubic foot atrium was the world's largest. It also had the world's largest beam of light shooting into the sky. Technically, the Luxor is the third largest pyramid in the world, just behind 2 of the pyramids in Giza, Egypt. The Luxor cost $375 million to build, and crews constantly ran into problems during construction. In fact, some locals believe the project was cursed and that it was due to bad luck or bad design. It's believed that 2 sphinxes were needed for a pyramid. Everyone knows you can't have just one side of the pyramid guarded by a giant mythical stone creature.
According to legend, it's believed that pyramids in ancient Egypt required a sphinx to be facing both directions so that the pyramid was protected from evil on both sides. The sphinx at the Luxor is facing to the east, which leaves the west side vulnerable to evil spirits.
There's also a theory that the shape of the giant black pyramid attracts dark energy to it.
Whatever the legend is, several construction workers were injured while the hotel and casino were being built. 3 of them even died. When the Luxor finally opened in 1993, people checking into Luxor had to ride a boat on an artificial river to get from the check-in desk to the elevator for the rooms. But as wait times got exceptionally long, the river ride was abandoned and the hotel went to a more traditional check-in process. Luxor is best known for having some strange yet popular exhibits, like bodies and the Titanic on the second floor exhibit halls. The bodies exhibit is fairly odd, but features preserved human remains put on display where people can get an up-close and personal look at the muscular, nervous, respiratory, circulatory, digestive, and skeletal systems of human beings. The Titanic, the artifact exhibition, features 250 authentic artifacts recovered from the wreck site of the Titanic, as well as extensive recreations of some of the most famous rooms from the ship.
In addition to the casino and sports book, the Luxor also features a tender steakhouse and an incredible buffet. There's also a Starbucks on site too, which I know Chelsea really appreciated the morning after a long night in Las Vegas. Despite food, fun, and entertainment, there's been a lot of tragedy in the resort as suicides tend to happen every so often. In September 1996, a prostitute who had recently tested positive for HIV was seen sitting on the railing on the 26th floor. Guests tried to talk her out of jumping, but the weight of the disease was too much for her to bear. She closed her eyes and plummeted over 250 feet into the entrance of the buffet area. A few years later, another woman jumped to her death from the 10th floor in the middle of the afternoon. You can imagine the surprise of some of the guests checking in when they heard a loud noise and looked down to see blood splattered all over their clothes and the remains of a young lady nearby. On May 7, 2007, Luxor was a scene of an explosion when someone placed a homemade bomb in a coffee cup and placed it on a car of an employee who had parked in the hotel parking garage. One casino employee was killed from shrapnel when it exploded.
3 years later, a UNLV football player who had been taking drugs earlier in the day tried to intervene when he witnessed an amateur MMA fighter get into an altercation with his girlfriend. Though the football player's intentions were good, he found himself in a fight and was overmatched. He wound up bloody and unconscious on the floor. Medics did all they could, but the college football player never woke up and died there in the resort.
In 2011, Legionnaire's disease, which is caused from potentially deadly bacteria in drinking water, was traced to the hotel as three guests became very ill. One of them eventually died in January 2012. The hotel began extensive treatment of their water, and it hasn't been an issue since. Also in 2012, a serviceman in the Air Force got into a fight with a colleague in the first floor lobby of the Luxor's West Tower. The colleague pushed the airman against an elevator door, which to both men's surprise, opened up. The serviceman fell 25 feet down the empty shaft to the basement level. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition and later died of his injuries.
That same year, a casino employee was murdered by their boyfriend in the lobby. He then killed himself. Unfortunately, it was very grisly and public, so it had left a scar on the mood of that area in the casino.
Luxor is said to be the most haunted hotel on the Vegas Strip. And when you think about it, there's a lot of good reasons besides all the deaths that occurred there on the property. The bodies exhibit in the resort has showcased the remains of thousands of cadavers over the years. You have to think at least one of those people, they're not too happy with their remains being put on display for someone else's entertainment. The Titanic exhibit is also rumored to be haunted by some of the people who may have been attached to the items that are on display. Staff members who have worked on the second floor have heard doors opening and closing at odd hours. Some have even seen transparent entities in old, out-of-date clothing walking around the exhibit late at night. Whenever Luxor employees walk up to them or try to get their attention, the spirits fade away right in front of their eyes. In addition to the exhibits, it's been rumored that the Luxor was built on top of an old mafia burying ground. Back in the 1960s and 70s, the part of Las Vegas Boulevard where Luxor is located, it was just another part of the desert where members of the mob would dump the remains of people who crossed them or owed them money. The 12th, 13th, and 14th floor are supposedly the most haunted parts of Luxor. Guests and hotel staff have seen the apparition of a woman from time to time roaming the hallways. Sometimes she will make her way into guest rooms. People who have stayed in the hotel have heard footsteps walking around the rooms at night. On occasion, the lady has been known to move things around. She's even been known to go through suitcases and shuffle clothing and other items around.
We mentioned the old Nile River ride earlier, which took guests to the front desk. According to Luxor staff members, it was done away with because it created a logjam and long wait times for guests who wanted to check in. Well, after the check-in process was changed, Luxor officials decided to make the river ride into an attraction. But that only lasted a few years. The problem was, Luxor guests began seeing the apparitions of three men as they went through a dark tunnel in the resort. It's believed that the three spirits were the construction workers who died on the property while building the resort.
Chelsea and I stayed at the Luxor in 2017, and while we didn't see anything out of the ordinary, I will say I had a run of good luck over a few days. After winning a rather large amount of money playing blackjack and hitting big on a Game of Thrones slot machine, I made a large wager on the Falcons plus 3 points against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. With Atlanta up 28-3 in the first quarter, I was on cloud nine until it all came crashing down, and the Patriots won by 6 points in overtime. Now that I think about it, maybe the Luxor is cursed. I don't know.
Although it's supposedly haunted, the Luxor is actually a pretty fun place to stay. But be careful, it's pretty large, so you might get lost. We hope you enjoyed this podcast on the Luxor Casino in Las Vegas. Feel free to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our books. And feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows. We'd love to hear from you.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and our latest, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next week as we head back to Louisville, Kentucky, to talk about Iroquois Park.
Alan, can you tell us a little bit about it? I think it's because I was singing that Mickey song and now I'm all like hyped up. I think I'm trying to talk faster than I can.
Mickey Mouse always gets me fired up too.
wake up, make it a Mickey morning.
Can I sing my part now?
Mm-hmm.
The casino and resort with an Egyptian shame. Yeah,
oh.
I'm turning into you. The casino
and not a bad thing to turn into.
According to legend, it's believed that the pyramids in ancient Egypt. I'm gonna say it.
Say that 5 times fast.
I can't say it once.
Ancient Egypt. Luxor is best known for having some strange yet popular exhibits, such as bodies. And the I don't even know what happened there. Oh.